Hey, Matthew Stuckey here, and I wanted to address Pope Francis's recent book where he warned about a great coming flood that could end up happening. He said we might have a second great flood, similar to the Noahic flood in the book of Genesis, due to global warming if we don't take care of the environment. Now, this is one of the most ridiculous things I've ever heard in my life. You know, you have to just stop and say, what in the world is he talking about? Because the Bible's very clear that the rainbow was put out there by God to promise he's never going to flood the world again, and yet the thing that God promised that he was never going to do, Pope Francis says, could happen again. Now, God never said he was never going to destroy the earth, but he said he was never going to destroy it with a flood, and Pope Francis says we might have a second great flood. And what Pope Francis said is, well, I mean, God promised that he would never destroy it, but that doesn't mean that we as people can't destroy it ourselves by not taking care of the environment and actually causing a great flood. And this is just ridiculous, because you know the Bible promises in the book of Genesis, as they're going through all of these cataclysmic situations with the flood, you know, it says at the end of Genesis chapter 8 about how he promises there's going to be, you know, summer, winter, day and night, you know, heat and cold. He says it's not going to cease. And yet, you know, the environmentalist wackos are just always obsessed with this and so scared. But, you know, 50 years ago, what they were pushing was a coming ice age. And they said, well, we had ice ages millions of years in the past. And, you know, if we don't take care of the environment, then we're going to end up having another ice age. And then all of a sudden, 20 years later, they just kind of change their opinion and say, well, it's global warming. You know, if we don't take care of the environment, then this Earth is going to just be overheated and we're going to destroy ourselves. And then they kind of push that agenda in, you know, TV shows and the media and everything like that. And people have forgotten about the fact that they used to push the coming ice age in all of the scientific journals and all of that stuff. And now they've just changed to saying, you know, well, we might, you know, cause a flood and overheat the earth and things such as that. So, look, Pope Francis is not a Bible-believing Christian, because when it comes to the flood and what God promised, it's not complicated, it's very obvious, and we need to understand, why did God flood the earth to begin with at the very beginning? Well, the reason why he flooded the earth was not because of the fact we didn't take care of the environment and we caused it to get really hot and then there was a flood or anything like that. No, I mean, we didn't take care of the environment in terms of the fact we weren't going soul winning and winning souls to the Lord. Right? I mean, what you see is the earth was filled with violence, it was corrupt, and our job as Bible-believing Christians is to reconcile people to the Savior. We've been given the ministry of reconciliation according to the Bible, and in the days of Genesis, the earth was filled with violence, the Bible says, and all flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth. Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord because he was actually trying to do what was right and follow what was right, but only him, his wife, three sons, and his three daughter-in-laws were actually spared from that ark, and everybody else was destroyed. Why? Because they were wicked. And here's the thing, that's God's pattern throughout the entire Bible. Genesis 19, Sodom and Gomorrah, why were they destroyed? Because they were wicked. Why was Nineveh destroyed? Because they were wicked. Why is everything going to happen at the very end of the world? Is it because we don't take care of the environment and it overheats or it gets too cold or there's too much pollution? Look, there's a shred of truth to that stuff, that we need to take care of the environment. You know, less pollution is obviously good. But the reason why the end is going to come is because the world's going to become so wicked, just as in the days of Noah. Everyone's going to be wicked. And then God's going to step in, the Antichrist is going to come, there's going to be persecution, and then God's going to rapture the believers and then pour out his wrath on the world. But the end is going to come because of the fact wickedness and sin is taking over. So look, Pope Francis saying that we have a coming second flood potentially, this is just garbage. It's ridiculous. It's not what the Bible says at all. It shows he doesn't even believe the Bible. And Pope Francis has said many things in the past showing he doesn't understand the Bible, or he just simply doesn't believe it, about how he believes in evolution and all of these scientific sorts of things that stand at odds with the Bible. But God promised he's never going to flood the earth again. And look, the earth's not going to be, this global flood is not going to take place because we didn't take care of the environment. God promised this is not going to happen. But he is going to destroy this world again one day, because everything's going to become wicked, and we are getting to that point where the world is becoming worse and worse and worse and worse. But look, as Bible-believing Christians and as people on this planet, we do not have to worry about a second great flood. Thank you, and God bless.